I was talking yesterday afternoon to somebody from Grant Thornton, the head of their tourism department, who was saying that he didn't think that the tourist season, which we all see as starting about now and continuing through to the middle of January, that it wasn't going to have too much of an impact on our water use, because he put the numbers on the table and he said, this number of foreign visitors come, this number of visitors come from up country, this number of Capetonians leaves to go elsewhere. And we chatted about that, and he said that he thought it would be kind of water neutral, the tourism season. But that doesn't mean that we mustn't find ways of making those people who do come to enjoy themselves in our beautiful city use as little water as is humanly possible while they are doing so. And earlier today, Westgrow, the Western Cape government, Airbnb, Cape Nature announced a campaign to help tourists and the tourism sector save water. Minister of Economic Opportunities, and that covers tourism as well, Alan Windey. Alan, good afternoon. What is the... how does the campaign work?
Good afternoon, John. Sorry I didn't hear the one from yesterday, but I mean, I concur with those kind of numbers. Internationals in the city over the holiday season make up about 1% of our population. You add domestic tourism, another probably it'll take us up to about 4%. And as you say, sometimes at that time we've got businesses closing down for the holiday season. So from a water point of view, overall, could be neutral, but we have to make sure that every tourist that comes here understands that we are in a crisis and they need to use water wisely. And this campaign, I think, first of all, came from a study that we were doing at Westgrow, engaging with primarily the smaller business operators, the B&Bs, and we found that many of them had not started to put water-saving measures in place, the smaller guys. We've done projects with the bigger guys in the hotels. They've invested millions and brought their water usage down by 30, 40, and 50%. So we embarked on a campaign. We're putting 2,300 shower heads into those smaller businesses, the B&Bs, et cetera. Airbnb will start off with the ones that have got the highest number of bookings. So in other words, trying to address impact. And we estimate that that'll save about 70 million litres. It should save the operators themselves, electricity about 30% and 70% on water usage. So that's the first part of our seasonal sort of campaign. We also
What kind of coverage does Airbnb have of these smaller establishments? Because, gut feel says only relatively low percentage, or is it so that most guest houses and B&Bs have registered with Airbnb as well as other booking sites?
No, but Airbnb's got 17,800 properties in Cape Town. So they have quite a high impact, 17,800 grown from 15,000 last November, so growing quite substantially. But Westgrow actually went in and did the survey. They did 540 of these bed and breakfasts across the board, some of them Airbnb and some not. And then I suppose because they are smaller operations, maybe not all of them actually even work year-round or even month-round. So going in and trying to help them become far more water-wise. So we thought, well, let's put a shower head in, and the partners came on board straight away. So that was really good news.
Who pays for those? Sorry to interrupt again, but who pays for those shower heads?
So Cape Nature is going to put some of the money in. We'll put some of the money in from government and Airbnb.
Okay. And then another leg?
So another leg is during the festive season, we have also procured 20,000 of these small little hand sanitizer bottles. We've got a label put on the back on how you can help us save water, and we'll be at filling stations on the N1, on the N2, and on the N7. As well as at the airport, also just activations, trying to get tourists to understand that we do have a water issue, and please, we need their cooperation. And we'll put some radio adverts out. And it's really just to try and get every tourist to play their part, because I can understand a local with buckets in your shower and not flushing your toilet and doing all of those good things that we're all doing as responsible citizens. You don't want tourists coming here and just abusing the system. You want to know that they're also playing their part.
Alan, what's the information about what percentage of people who come to visit Cape Town come by road versus come by air?
Okay, so 1% are international arrivals of our total. I haven't got the numbers in front of me, but you're probably looking at about 35,000 to 40,000 internationals will be in the city at any given time. And then it takes it up to about 4% of takes it up the domestic arrival. So that'll be school holiday season primarily. Obviously our season goes on now going into summer, but the December holidays.
So the majority of people arrive by road then, you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
And domestic tourists.
Yeah, all right. So that's very important then, that filling stations, the one-stop shops and so on.
Correct.
Because we've talked a lot about pilots making announcements as they come in to land, and a couple of people have told me that the aircraft that they were on sort of banked over Tiavatus Kloof, and both sides, the pilot gave both sides of the aircraft an opportunity to look down at how desperately dry Tiavatus Kloof is, and it said it made an enormous impact on them. But it seems to be patchy within a particular airline. Some pilots do and some don't, and there's some airlines like SAA that don't seem to do it at all. But I suppose if the percentage of arrivals is only 4%, it's less important than perhaps we thought it might be.
So it's 1% international. Primarily, you're talking about a domestic that will be doing over Tiavatus Kloof. That is part of the 4%. But of course, we need to make sure the message gets out all over the place. We do engage regularly with the airport. I was just having a look at internationals the other day, and I thought we should put up some more signage. You've got a nice big sign that hits you in your face when you come down that long walk out of domestic. But also the airports company doing some good things. They've got the airlines who are actually delivering water here every time they come. They're carrying extra water from domestic areas around the country, and the airport is really stockpiling water so that they can actually fill up the internationals with water that's probably coming from Johannesburg at the moment.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that. That's a good thing to hear. Alan, thank you very much for sharing that with us. Let's hope it has the kind of impact that it appears it might well have. The Minister of Economic Opportunities, Alan Windey. What do you think of that, folks? It sounded good to me. It sounded like people are thinking along the right lines and doing the right kinds of things. Is there an opportunity they've missed? Is there an area that you think they should be covering that you didn't hear about it? The fact that you didn't hear about it from Alan doesn't mean it's not part of the plan. And we didn't have time to go into the plan in intimate detail, but I'd be interested to hear whether you think the tourism authorities are on the right track getting visitors to the city to think carefully about the water they use.